ViralCast, MovieViral.com's official podcast. I'm Dan, managing editor for the site, and I'm here with Nick Butler, the executive editor for the site, and Christian, who is one of our new contributors. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
So first I want to mention, obviously since Christian's here, we should mention we have some new contributors to the site. We have Christian, obviously. We have Alex, Ian, and Davey. So we've already had some an article by Alex. Ian's written a couple. I know Christian's working on one right now. So we definitely, if you, you guys should check out the site, read their articles. They've done some really good stuff so far. I think they've been pretty good additions to the site. What do you think, Nick?
Oh, obviously they're really good. Ian, I really like. Alex definitely is very good. And Christian, I hope so.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know he will be. He'll be fine.
He's got a nose for this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Davey, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so we have to see when Davey's article first will be, but yeah. he's been someone who's been able to really find good things. Mm-hmm. I know he helped you find the Sherlock Holmes stuff.
Yeah.
So that's something that's going to be – that's always important in someone for our site, especially someone who can really find things. And it's not just, you know, reporting the news like a regular film site. We're the kind of site where you have to really, you know, find things.
Mm-hmm.
So someone like that is really good to have. So there's a few viral things. We're going to go over one of the big things we're going to do today is kind of a fall movie preview. But first we'll kind of go over some of the viral that happened this week for those interested. The big stuff probably is there's been some 2012 things. It's the third week of challenges in the election. I know that Scott, our editor and newly appointed was newly appointed editor too, but he's also a newly appointed graphic designer. He's in that. Mm-hmm. He's running, so support him. There's a link on that site to support him. He may have it. Does he have it in his in his SIG to support him?
Yeah, so, in the forum. Yep.
Yeah, so if you go into the forum and you see Scott's on there, then you know there's a way for you to support him there. What do you guys think of this whole election thing? I think it's kind of cool.
Oh, I think it's cool too, but I think it might involve too much effort.
Too much work.
Too much work for
not much payoff
for people. Right. It's a lot of payoff, but if you don't win, you just did a lot for nothing. But like it takes a lot for this. You're really participating in this, and it's not like one-time participation. Then it's a lottery. It's you have to every week do one thing, and then it's the highest stats after that, and then obviously the election comes. And I think it's a lot to do for someone who isn't interested in viral campaigns and ARG campaigns. So I don't think the normal person's going to take part in it.
Yeah, and it has a pretty good prize, but you know, you're right. If you don't win it, you don't win it. You get nothing out of it. So. That's tough, but you know this. It's an interesting concept. It fits nicely with the
concept. Yeah, I like the concept.
It fits nicely with the whole universe they've created with this whole 2012 thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Christian. Have you followed any of that at all?
No, I haven't because I'm not really interested in 2012. You know, the director Roland Emmerich is not one of my favorites, so
yeah,
I have kept my way from that. But I, what I've heard, it's really interesting. Sounds interesting to me, but I don't want to put out the time to really get into it because
right.
I have better things to do.
No, and that's a very interesting point. I mean, you have people who aren't interested in the film; they're not going to be interested in doing this.
Right.
So that's obviously an issue you always have. And every time you do these kind of really intense viral things, someone has to be really interested in the film. And I've heard a lot of ambivalence towards this film. I mean, a lot of people like the spectacle of it, but a lot of people remember Day After Tomorrow and have bad opinions of that. I'm sure Christian's one of them.
Yeah.
So,
movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. So you're gonna have you're always gonna have this kind of issues where if people are interested in the film, they're not gonna be interested in the, you know, going to that kind of effort for it. So that's something that they have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but the there are some more Charlie Frost updates. He's been kind of chilling out a little bit. Not too
yeah.
many updates. Mostly you've been seeing those postings, you know, in cities and stuff like that, which is kind of interesting. A little bit District 9-ish.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool that they're doing that. And then we saw the commercial. I saw it on I was watching Discovery Channel, I think, and I saw the commercial for the Institute for Human Continuity, and that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you know they're pushing it. It's tough, especially when you have a film that's again been pushed back 6 months or so. Right? It was about 6 months.
Yeah.
So to try to twist to turn your campaign to make it still feel you know consistent. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really cool elements in this. I mean, this is a really big concept, this whole 2012 world destruction. And so
uh-huh.
to get the different points of view for it and everything, I think it's really cool. It's just, you know, it's just a matter of whether people really care about the film or not.
Right. I think it's a little less focused than the District 9 campaign was, because with District 9 you had less going on, and in this it seems like there's just a bunch of different things you got to follow,
right.
Which isn't always a bad thing. You got the Charlie Frost blog, the 2012 election, the IHC website, the IHC YouTube, the Charlie Frost YouTube, which haven't those two YouTube accounts haven't been updated in a long time,
right.
And all that stuff kind of going on, and then there's some more, the Farewell Atlantis stuff, and I think there's another one. And all that stuff is going on at the same time. You don't know what to watch, and there aren't updates that often, so you're not really checking often. So and oftentimes you'll miss an update.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so. I didn't even realize – I didn't even notice the IHC YouTube for a little while. It wasn't until that Charlie Frost had posted on his site like a month later about it, and then I was like, oh, like they've been doing videos for a while. Like, you just kind of like – you miss some of this stuff because they update it so infrequently. That stuff. I mean, but you know, look at Cloverfield. Cloverfield had all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So I mean, it's very common for that. But I mean, it's sure. Like I think Dark Knight had a really good one where it was a little more focused. So you're trying to see what's going to be best. I think with 2012, they're just trying to get all the different aspects of it, and they're trying to give Woody Harrelson something to do. That's what I figure. So he's not attacking paparazzi, thinking that
he's in the film.
Yeah, oh, I imagine he is, because
that's what I thought.
You didn't see it, I think you mentioned, but I think it was before District 9. They had a little, like, it was sort of like a preview, but it was like almost like a commercial, where they had John Cusack's character come into the trailer of Charlie Frost. And then Charlie Frost was telling him about 2012 and about how he has that animation, which is on his blog, and then they show the animation, you know, John Cusack just kind of looks kind of weird, but so it seems like he's really in the film. How much is in the film? That's always tough to tell. I mean, I don't think he's going to be as small as like Jamie was in Cloverfield, but right. I think he'll have a role in it. Maybe not as big as the guy from Transformers 2.
I think he's probably the comedy relief.
Yeah, I kind of see him as that. Obviously, you got to have those two points of view, which is exactly what the viral's doing. You know, the 2012, you know, it's going to be destroyed. So here you have a real company, a real organization that's trying to deal with it, and then you have that crazy kook on the corner, you know, who's trying to warn everyone. So you need those two aspects. So I imagine they'll focus more. I think it's just going to be a pure destruction film, but you need a little bit of that kind of theory behind it, and so that's where he comes in. But I bet you it's just, you just look at the trailer. It's just going to be this huge destruction film, you know, with cars jumping out of planes, you know. Which has gotten mixed reaction on our forum really cool or really stupid that a car is, you know, riding out of the back of a plane.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think of that, Christian?
Stupid.
Stupid. Yeah,
that's what I have to say.
It's cool, but it looked kind of silly. Kind of cool concept. I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe within the whole realm of the film, it'll be perfect. We'll never know.
Who knows? They might cut the scene.
That too. I mean, they still have time. And then the only other thing, Surrogates had some new pics that are kind of weird looking. I know a lot of people had a mixed reaction about those. And then they had a little music video that had some scenes from it. Not a lot of updates from Surrogates. And their viral pretty much just kind of stopped. But I'm really interested in this film. So what do you guys think of this film?
I've heard his toupee is pretty bad.
Yeah, I've seen it. It doesn't look that great. But, you know,
I don't know why you would give him hair.
Because that's the whole point. It's like you're a surrogate, so it's like the best version of you.
I think the best version of Bruce Willis is Bruce Willis without hair.
True. But in this, in the film, everyone wants, you know, in the real world, everyone wants hair.
Yeah, I guess.
But, I don't
know.
Not
hair like that.
Yeah, probably. Because it makes him look kind of fake. That's the point, I think.
Right,
It gives him kind of a fake look. But
I'm excited for the film, though. I like the concept.
Yeah,
and,
it looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I saw the trailer for the first time in the Swedish cinema like 2 weeks ago when I saw Inglourious Basterds, I think.
Uh-huh.
It looked really cool. So I'm really excited about it. I know it's a comic, too, so
right.
I'm going to try to get my hands on the comic and read before I see it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Christian, in your theaters, is everything dubbed in Swedish?
No, nothing. Only like children's, maybe like the animated movies. You can see them both in Swedish. Or in English, the original versions, but
cool.
No, we're not in like Germany or France or Spain or Italy. The dub thing.
You guys are smart.
No, most almost everyone in Sweden can speak or listener stage very good because we have it in school from like third grade or something. So it's not a problem. And everyone can read, so.
That's good.
We have subtitles.
You guys are better than us.
Yeah, that is true.
And then the last thing, just before we get into our fall preview, Glee is starting a kind of a viral campaign where it's not like the kind of viral campaigns we're used to. It's more just like getting people to do
the actual viral.
Yeah, it's like campaign. It's viral in its most pure sense, I guess you'd call it, because it's getting people to talk about it for them. So basically, you get points if on Twitter or Facebook or MySpace you mention Glee. You get points towards a competition where you get to meet the cast and stuff like that. And it's kind of cool because the pilot, they showed the pilot online, and I think on TV too, like in the beginning of the summer. And I saw it. I really liked it. It looks really cool. And then a lot of people really grabbed onto it, and they really liked it. So you already have kind of a fan base, and mm-hmm. and they've had little clips here and there. So this is really smart. So it's like this show hasn't even come out yet, and like officially, it premieres in September, and yet they are already getting people, you know, to talk about it, and like people like who are really excited about it.
And there's a lot of people excited about it.
Yeah, and so they're building on that. They're using that and that kind of word of mouth, and it's really interesting. You don't see a lot of that, and it's kind of, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's a cool concept to really get people involved that way. Where you win a prize that's, you know, if you're a fan, then you win a kind of prize that you'd want to win.
Right.
It's something you don't see a lot, especially with TV, so I think that's kind of cool. Now, let's talk about the fall movies. September is – we're going to go with September, October, and November. Quickly, I'll go over what movies are coming out in September. On the 4th, we have All About Steve, Carriers, Gamer, and Extract. September 9th, we have 9. 11th, we have Whiteout and Sorority Row. The 18th, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. The Informant, Jennifer's Body, which I'll be seeing. Love Happens. The 23rd, we have Capitalism, a Love Story, which is the Michael Moore film. And then the 25th, we have Fame, Pandorum, and Surrogates. There's some limited releases in there too, but these were all the wide releases. So what films are you guys most excited about in September from this list? Let's start with Christian, actually.
Yeah, the movies I'm most excited about must be Pandorum. I saw the trailer on Friday now, and it looks kind of cool. I don't know if it's zombies or fighting. It's about a crew on a spaceship, so it's a science fiction.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that one. Jennifer's Body, of course. Because, of course. Yeah. Megan Fox.
It looks funny too. I think it looks like it's not something you see a lot. It's Diablo Cody wrote it. Who did she did Juno?
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a cool concept, and of course, it's always nice to see Megan Fox being hot. I mean, let's not lie. I was actually reading an article in Entertainment Weekly about how nowadays horror films are actually more geared towards women, because it seems like the women really like horror films, and so to have a movie like this where the woman's like the one in power is supposed to be like you're supposed to get everything now you get the guys going to the theater because it's Megan Fox, and you get the girls going mm-hmm. to the theater because it's a horror film. It's supposed to be like, let's hit every single little, you know, to kill two birds with one stone kind of thing, but mm-hmm. I'm just going because Megan Fox looks hot.
Same here. But I don't know when they come to Sweden, because, you know, sometimes we have a movie two months after you guys. So I really don't know when these movies are coming to Sweden. But I'm definitely going to see Jeremy's Body.
Yeah, I mean, two films that are coming out that month that we are covering is 9 and Surrogates. I mean, you mentioned Surrogates already. You guys have seen this stuff for 9, have you?
Nope.
I actually haven't seen that much on 9.
Yeah, I mean, I've looked at a little of the clips and stuff, and it's kind of cool. I'm not a big Tim Burton guy.
Neither am I.
Yeah, I mean, some of his stuff's good, of course, but I get tired of it. It's the same kind of stuff. It's technically directed by Shane Acker, but it has Tim Burton written all over it. And he's producing it. I don't know, it looks kind of cool, though, and it's getting a little bit of hype, but it has a really interesting viral. It's just that it's really kind of complicated, and I haven't even been following it. Like, they have a lot of stuff on the Facebook with the scientist and everything, and it just seems so intricate, and it's just like, I don't know why, like, it's one of the things where what's the payoff in trying to read through all this stuff.
And I don't get how the viral would fit in at all with the...
Well, it's just, it's the backstory.
Animated film, I guess.
Yeah, it's just, it's the backstory, really. That's what it seems like. This everything that they're doing is really pushing all the backstory, to flesh it out more, I guess. But you know, is this something that you really need to watch the film? I would hope not. But you know, we'll see. But again, it's Tim Burton, so I'm not extremely excited. What about you, Nick? What films are you interested in September?
I'm really obviously Jennifer's Body.
Of course.
But Surrogates, obviously, we've mentioned, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I hadn't heard of this before, and it's Matt Damon, The Informant. I'm seeing the poster right now, and it kind of looks like a comedy. So
yeah, I've seen a clip or two, and it looks kind of funny. I don't know, Matt Damon. You don't see a lot of him lately, so
right.
I'm always interested in anything he does. But yeah, I've heard some good things about that. The Sorority Row. I don't know if you guys have seen. I saw the trailer for this, where it's supposed to be like this kind of like horror flick. I don't know. It looks silly.
Oh, is that the one where they accidentally kill a girl or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. It just looks so silly. I don't know. It's nowadays, you know, September.
Every horror movie, they accidentally kill someone in a horror movie, and then the person comes back to haunt them or something.
Yeah, I thought
that was funny. I remember seeing the trailer for that a long time ago. Like I wasn't really expecting it because it looked like one of those college comedies.
Yeah.
And then it went into horror, so I thought that was. I don't think I'll see that.
Yeah, I don't know. The Gamer is something I've heard a lot of good things about as far as
Buzz.
Yeah,
too, man.
The concept's really cool. I mean, you've seen things like this before where you kind of like take control of someone. It reminds me a little bit of there's a movie with Stone Cold Steve Austin was in it. Condemned, I think it was called.
Uh-huh. Condemned, yeah.
Yeah, where they're a bunch of convicts and they're on a island. They have to survive and everything. Yeah. So Death Race is even kind of like that too. You know, you get convicts who have to race against each other in order to win. It kind of goes like that, but it takes it to another level with the whole idea that people get to control these guys and they do this full out war. I mean, it seems really cool. I mean, I don't know. I might see it. It's hard to tell. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to see it in the movies, but I'm definitely going to rent it when it comes on DVD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know Gerard Butler is in it, and he's a good actor.
He's really good. And the movie reminds me of that old movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Running
What's
Man?
It's called, you know? Yeah, exactly, that one. So, yeah. And yeah. I loved that movie when I was a kid, so.
Yeah, it definitely has that feeling towards it. And it has the guy from Dexter in it playing with a southern accent, which is a little weird, but but he looks kind of cool in it. So it definitely is a cool concept. Gerard Butler is kind of starting to become kind of a hot commodity now, so he's he's definitely cool, and I like movies with him. That Carriers movie that I think it was Corey was actually telling me about, but apparently it was shelved for a while. Alex mentioned that on Twitter that it had been shelved for a year or two,
and then the success of Star Trek or whatever,
right? Is what because
Chris Pine
stars in it.
Yep.
It's kind of it's kind of a zombie film, sort of. It looks cool. I don't know. I don't know. If I won't see it in theaters.
I don't think it'll do that well.
I don't think so either. I won't see it in theaters probably. But still interesting. I love me a zombie film. So
who doesn't?
I know, really. You guys got some cool zombie films over there in Europe, man.
Yeah, we have like that Norwegian one, Le Horde from France. I really want to see that one.
Yeah.
But I don't know when it's coming. I don't. The movies from like Europe usually don't come to Sweden. We have them on DVD. So that's too bad because I love, especially French movies are great.
Right. What's that one Nazi one?
The Dead Snow.
Yeah.
Dead Snow, as we say.
I've heard about that one. That sounds cool. I mean, I've heard about it and it sounds really cool.
I don't know, but we had a Swedish vampire movie like 4 or 3 years ago. It was horrible. So I don't know.
Oh, you Swedes.
It's a set like this environment. It's like in the north. It's snow and, you know, because in the north, there winter, there's never sun in for like 6 months or something.
Right. Yeah. That's Europe for you.
Yeah. Our movie sucks. Especially Sweden.
And then they have on September 25th is the Fame remake. I actually saw the original Fame. I kind of liked it, but I imagine this will probably be stupid.
Isn't this like the fifth remake or something?
I mean, they've done movies. This is the first official remake, to my understanding.
Okay, okay.
They've done a lot of movies like Step Up and stuff like that that are kind of a take on that. This is the official, first official remake.
Okay. I've seen the trailer, and they have a poster up here in Sweden about it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea.
And then Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I've seen a lot of stuff, trailers for that, and I know that they're showing it in 3D. It looks kind of funny, and it has some good people behind it as far as actors goes. There's a lot of good voice talent. I don't know if I probably won't see it, but
yeah.
But it's definitely it looks cute. I wish I could do like 3D like on TV, like easier and better.
Oh, it's only a matter of time.
They will eventually.
Yeah.
I think they already do.
I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff about them doing some really advanced 3D for TV, where you won't need glasses. I saw this in Popular Science, and one of the things I worry about is like, you know, people won't go to the theaters because nowadays, you know, for a decent price, you can get a 50-inch, you know, flat screen TV. You can get HD internet. You know, you can get, you know, Blu-ray, DVDs. I mean, you're getting to the point where you don't need to go to the theater to get that theater experience. So 3D, maybe that's one of the reasons why James Cameron's Avatar is supposed to be all this huge buzz. It's because they're trying to bring people back to the theaters in some way. So who knows if that's, you know, if that's something that they'll, maybe the studios will try to prevent them from doing that on TV. You never know.
Yeah.
Okay, so October has some films. This definitely is going to be one of the probably weaker Octobers, or at least weaker in a while. They got Invention of Lying, Toy Story in 3D, Toy Story and Toy Story 2, Whip It in Zombieland on the 2nd. On the 9th, you have Couples Retreat. 16th, you have Law Abiding Citizen, The Road, Stepfather, Where the Wild Things Are. October 23rd, you have Astro Boy, Saw 5000. Oh, wait. That's Saw 6. The Vampire Assistant, Youth in Revolt, and Michael Jackson's This Is It, Roundup the Month. There's a couple things in here that I'm interested in. I mean, I know that Where the Wild Things Are, they've been put, they were looking at pushing that back for a while, but it looks kind of cool. And then Zombieland. That's pretty much the two big ones I'm interested in seeing, because Zombieland just looks like a bunch of fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. Think? I'm really looking forward to Zombieland. Mm-hmm. Woody Harrelson, of course. Zombies, main reason. And Abigail Breslin. I really want to see her slice up some zombies. That would be...
Yeah.
And of course, Where Things Are. I'm really excited about. It's like the best children's book ever made. I rented it at the library like 2 weeks ago and I read it. And it's awesome. It's like 30 pages, but the artwork is so beautiful. And by the looks of the trailer, it really looks like they have... It's really...
They captured
looks
that?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
It's Spike Jones directed, I think, too.
Spike Jones, yeah. He's great.
Yeah.
In October, I don't know, the Antichrist is also showing. Isn't it limited here? I see.
Oh, yeah.
Least.
That movie looks so weird.
Yeah, like, Lars von Trier is great. He's Danish, so yeah, I really like his movies, especially Melian, the other one that he did. Have you guys seen Mandalay?
I haven't seen it, no.
No.
No, Mandalay, and it's filmed in a studio, and they have like painted the roads and walls and doors, so they're only in a studio, so the only the actors have like themselves to act to. It's really weird to look at, actually, but it's really interesting. I don't know, Mandalay. One of them, there's two that are filmed like that way, and Nicole Kidman is in one of them, but it's not Mandalay. I can't remember the other movie's name, but yeah, that movie I'm really interested in. So yeah,
that's cool.
That's the three.
What about you, Nick?
I'm really looking forward to Youth in Revolt and Zombieland. And a funny thing is, at the District 9 screening, they had a trailer for Legion.
Oh,
and at
yeah.
the end of that, after everything had happened, it wasn't just the granny part in the beginning that was funny. At the end of it, people were laughing at the film. And then following that was Zombieland, and after that, people were clapping. And I thought that was kind of backwards. But, no, yeah, I think Zombieland's going to do really well, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, there's a couple films here that it's kind of piqued my interest a little bit. The Invention of Lying. I don't know if you guys have seen anything on this. It's with, what's that guy's name? The guy that stars in the UK version of The Office.
What's his face?
I always forget his name.
Gervais. Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, that guy. He stars in it. It's in a world. I saw this one trailer for it. It looks kind of funny. It's in a world where there's no lying. Everyone tells the truth. They don't know how to lie. And this one guy, discovers it. He discovers how to lie, and he, gets his way. And it's really funny. The concept
actually
really
does sound funny, and I like Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, the concept looks so funny. The trailer was pretty decent, and so, I don't know, maybe, again, I'm not one to go see comedies in theaters a lot, so I probably would rent it, but it's an interesting take on something, and if it's British humor, maybe not, but it looks like it's regular humor, so I want to see that. Maybe Toy Story 2 and the Toy Story, it's a double feature. I might see that in theaters in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to tell. I mean, the movies are so good. I mean, Toy Story 2 was great, and Toy Story is very well done, too. So, I mean, it'd be kind of cool to see it in 3D. I'm not sure how well it translates. Granted, it's all computers, so you can do whatever you want, probably, to it, but
right.
That's kind of interesting. Couples Retreat, I've heard a little bit about with the, I think Jon Favreau's in it, mm-hmm. but I know that it stars Vince Vaughn, and it's like kind of like another, I Love You, Man kind of movie,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it has it also has Jason Bateman in it. A couple of people, Kristen Bell's in it. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't love Kristen Bell? So it looks, I mean, I haven't actually seen it. There's a trailer for it. I haven't actually watched it yet, but it looks pretty funny from the things I've read about it. I don't know. What is that Youth in Revolt about?
I don't know, really.
Yeah, I really don't know either.
I know it has that one kid in it. What's his face?
Michael Cera. I don't like him.
You don't like him?
I don't like him.
Aww.
He killed the Arrested Development movie, and still might be making one. I don't know.
You know, they might eventually.
I'm still looking forward to it, though, because the trailer looked good. You'd have to watch the trailer to get the
concept, yeah.
Yeah.
And then The Road is something that... the book is something that's pretty well known, and the movie... Mm-hmm. is something that I know some people are pretty interested in. I don't know. I saw the trailer, and I didn't even get some of the concepts in there. I think the part of it is, people are cannibals. And I didn't really get that from the trailer, so... I don't know. That's something that some people are interested in. I know Law Abiding Citizen, they've been kind of pumping up on some of the other film sites.
Yeah.
I don't know. It takes a lot to really get me interested in a film. you get someone killing a bunch of zombies, I'm in, but... Otherwise, it's hard to get me involved. And Megan Fox. Yeah, if you have Megan Fox or people killing, if you get both, which is Jennifer's body, I'm set. No, dude, but that stuff I heard about Antichrist, man, that movie sounds so weird. There's sexual mutilation in it. I was reading a spoiler about it, about some of the... Oh, it's disgusting. There's some really extreme stuff in that film.
I like his stuff.
You would,
really want to see that.
You're from Europe, that's why you like that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll go into November to round this up. On the 6th, we have A Christmas Carol, The Box, and The Fourth Kind. 13th, we have 2012, Pirate Radio. The 20th, Blindside, Planet 51, and The Twilight Saga, New Moon. And then the 25th, we have Fantastic Mr. Fox, 9. Which is a different film from the 9 that we were talking about earlier. Ninja Assassin and Old Dogs. I'll go ahead and say that the movie I'm most interested in is New Moon. No, I'm just kidding. The box is kind of a cool concept. I don't know how good of a film it'll be. The Fourth Kind looks scary as hell. And Ninja Assassin looks badass.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2012 I'm excited about just because we've been covering it. So.
Yeah.
What about you, Nick?
I'm really looking forward to The Fourth Kind, which I think looks great. It kind of reminds me of the Blair Witch type. I don't know how to... Maybe the freakiness behind it, because it does look really scary. It doesn't really relate to the Blair Witch, but... so that, and then there's 2012, obviously. Mm. And also Old Dogs. That's the one with Robin Williams and...
And John Travolta. What's John that about? Travolta, yeah. I know it's a Disney movie. What's that about?
I have no idea what it's about. I just like Robin Williams.
Yeah. Because at first when I saw that, I thought it was a sequel to... what's that? The Wild Hogs?
Yeah.
I thought it was a sequel to that, but I don't think it is. But
I don't think so.
But I know they were working on one. That's I'm like, wow, okay. I know the money. I guess, if you can guess which movie's going to make the most money in November, it's going to be New Moon.
oh my god!
Yeah, I know. But I know Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol comes out in November on the 6th. I mean, I haven't seen anything. Have you guys seen anything for that?
I've seen the other movies that are about it.
I mean, that one particularly.
No, I have no idea.
No. Christian, what are you interested in from that list?
The most interested in must be Pirate Radio.
Hmm.
I didn't know that was the name because I have seen the trailers in Sweden and it's The Boat That Rocked. So,
oh yeah,
I think it's a different title in US.
That movie, I see the trailer for it. I mean, I see the poster for it. The name's The Boat That Rocked. Yes. So what's that about?
The Boat That Rocks is about, I don't know, I think they banned like rock and roll music to be broadcast from the UK. So they like broadcast from a boat on international water or something
cool.
like that.
That's kind of cool.
It sounds really cool. Yeah, it sounds really cool. So that's the movie I'm most interested in November. And then The Box, of course, but I'm going to see The Box in September here in Sweden.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Ninja Assassins 2. I don't know anything about Ninja Assassins, but Ninja's an assassin, so I'm going to see it.
Just the name. I mean, you really need to know anything else. It has the word ninja and assassin in it.
Exactly.
That's something that I haven't seen much for either, but just, I mean, you give me some... Have you guys ever seen The Protector?
No.
Oh, you gotta see it. It's so
Isn't
good.
That really long scene when he's in the hotel or something and he like runs up the stairs and it's in one take. Is it that movie?
I can't remember if he does that or not. I just know that it's about him where like someone steals his elephant and so then he has to go get it. Because he's from...
It's a Thailand, right?
It's what?
It's a movie from Thailand.
Yeah, yeah. And so... That's probably
yeah,
it.
Okay, I know.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Oh, good.
That's long.
I mean, I really that's a cool film because that reminds me a little bit of that just because like that movie's so cool. You have to see that, Nick, because it's just like pure action. The guy's trying to get his elephant back. He knees everyone, like he does his like flying knee move. It's so cool.
It sounds like a great plot.
Yeah, he has to go get because like elephants are sacred where he is.
He has to go get his elephant back.
Yeah, no, like where he's from, elephants are sacred, and these guys steal his elephant, and I can't remember why. But then that doesn't even matter because he goes on this adventure to try to get these guys and he does it's just pure action. It's not even the plot that matters. It's just tons and tons of action and the fight scenes. There's this really long fight scene where he just like kicks everyone's ass like in one take and it's like half the time he just does this like flying knee move into everyone and you hear bones breaking everywhere. Oh, it's just so great.
That's what's great about Asian movies, you know?
Yeah,
like fighting movies. They don't need to have a plot. You want to see ass being kicked and bullets flying all over the place and people dying. That's so awesome. It's like John Woo when he was in his prime, like back in the 80s.
Exactly. Give me doves flying by as people shoot each other in slow motion jumping through the air, you know? Give me that and I'm set. Like Face Off style, you know?
Face Off. No. It was better in Hong Kong. Oh. Have you guys seen the latest movie, Red Cliff?
No, I have not seen that.
No.
Okay, it's supposed to be a really great movie. It came on DVD like 2 weeks ago, and it's like a historic movie, a historic battle in China. It looks really cool.
Let's see. That's kind of the that's fall for you. I mean, there's some interesting things there. You know, fall you tend to start getting your hopefully your Oscar kind of things. So that's why you've seen a little more of these dramas, not as much pure action stuff. But one of the things that I found interesting this year is that the Academy is expanding their Best Picture nominations to 10. One of the films, what was that one with Shutter Island? I think that was supposed to come out this fall, and then they pushed it back to February. And it's kind of, there's some controversy over why they did that. And that was a film I was actually really excited about because it looks kind of scary, kind of cool. It's directed by Martin Scorsese with guess who, Leo DiCaprio in it. Because nowadays they always work together. But it looked really cool, but they pushed it back to February, and a lot of people, that usually is a bad sign. But because they expanded the running to 10 people, to 10 films now, there are a lot of people saying that they're doing that because they feel comfortable with that. They even made the comparison that Silence of the Lambs, which won Academy Award for Best Picture, that actually came out in February of the year it came out. So they're trying to make that comparison. But that was something I was really looking forward to this fall. I can't remember what month it was going to come out. But they pushed it back, and I was like, oh, that sucks. But it happens. So so that's it. Thank you guys for joining us. That's pretty much it.
It's a pretty slow week.
I know. It's a slow week, and so we wanted to do our weekly podcast like usual. We tried to do something with it. So we do what we can. Hopefully with I know in the next week or two we should post up our Cloverfield audio commentary. That'll be separate. We'll still have our viral cast. We'll do that. It'll be a separate thing. It'll still be on iTunes. But that way you can sync it up with your with Cloverfield DVD, and you can watch it, and so you get kind of our perspective on it since we covered the viral when we were back on 1808news.com. Then you kind of get our view of everything and how the viral does, but how it fits in and just kind of our take on it. And I think that's interesting. It's not so much like a riff tracks where we're making fun of it, although we could do that a little bit, but it'll be something where you guys get to kind of see our perspective of it. And we'll try to do that for all the viral films that we cover down the road. I think that'd be kind of interesting, especially for the ones where the viral was really embedded into the film,
right?
Like a District 9 or something like that. I think that's where you really see the payoff. But yeah, look for that in the next week or so. I think we're going to record it next weekend.
Does this mean I have to see Cloverfield again?
Huh?
This mean I have to see Cloverfield again just to hear your guys' commentary?
Yeah, that's what that means.
Yes. You could just listen to the commentary and not watch the film. It won't make much sense, but...
I can watch it again.
He's like, I'll suffer through it. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, Christian's one of the people that didn't really like the film.
Am I the only one on Earth, really? Am I the only person who hated it?
No, you're not. There's actually a lot of people.
Yeah, I was surprised. Oh. I mean, I came out of that film loving it, and I was surprised that there are people who don't like it. So you're not alone, Christian.
That's good. Yeah, there is hope still for humanity.
You should create your own form. I hate Cloverfield.com or something like that.
I love the viral though, so I really love the viral, but the movie sucked. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. Hey, you each their own. So that's it for us here at Movie Viral. Again, you can download this podcast on iTunes. We'll have it up on Monday, and continue to follow the site. We're on Google News now, so when you search for things, we'll come up. So that's really cool. We should have a lot. Thanks for everyone who participated in our awesome Iron Man 2 poster contest this week. A lot of great people participated in that. And we should have another contest, hopefully, in the next month or so. We're looking at some ideas of what we can give away. So stay tuned to us. You'll get a payoff for it. Just like a really good viral campaign, you get a payoff.
Yeah.
And that's it. So thanks, guys, for joining.